Loye si ho Inyonyo ni nyo Loye si ho
From newsounds.org, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series, streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. Blik Basi's music is a winning blend of Western, West African, and Central African pop. The singer and guitarist lives in France these days, but he's originally from Cameroon, and that country's struggle for independence from French colonial rule is the topic of his latest album, called 1958. It brings Blik Basi back to our studio to perform for us in a solo setting. Here's a song called Ngi. That is Blik Basi, the Cameroonian singer, songwriter, and guitarist, and a song called Ngi, which was played on, I think, the smallest electric guitar I've ever seen, Blik. It's a real, I mean, it's the standard strings, it's yes. The regular tuning, but absolutely, a very, yeah. Very small guitar.
Yeah, because before the tour, I was looking for an amazing instrument, as I really love for every project to have a really special, you know, friends, like because my instrument are my friends, so I need a really special friend to be with me on the road, as we sometimes we have to make really long tours, so I need a beautiful friend and special friends, and it's more easy to bring it on the plane, you know.
long tour, you need a friend you can carry easily. So you're touring around playing songs from this album called 1958. What's the significance of that date?
1958 is a really important date for me because in that year, Umyobe was killed. Umyobe, who was a Cameroonian freedom fighter. Mm-hmm. And during the colonization, he was killed 13 September 1958. Just because he was fighting for the human rights, he was fighting for independence, he was fighting for his community, he was fighting for us to be here today, be free, like free men, just living like a normal human being, you know. Mm-hmm. And this guy was killed by French because belongs to a space what was created by foreigners. And we still live in a space we call our country. And for me, still today, we don't really have a country. We're living a kind of prison where we have our president, are kind of people who are, you know, just protecting some prisoner just to stay in the space, you know, without going out. And
like a prison warden,
exactly,
as opposed to a real president.
Yeah.
And you've had the same president for a very long
for
time.
37 years.
37 now, years. Yeah. So it's not just a history lesson then. It's not just about the past and about this guy, Umyobe was his name?
Umyobe. It's about all this because my generation today is really isn't in trouble. When you see what is happening in our countries, this is coming from this. We're living in a kind of chaos where we're trying to survive. And first, because we are really completely cut to our roots. We don't really know who we are.
Yeah.
You know, most of my generation and the other one are thinking that our countries, our continent was created just after the colonization. Mm-hmm. And like Africa don't really have an history before. You know, we don't really know what was happening before, even in our tradition. So it's like we just a really young continent, but everyone is saying that everything started there.
Yeah.
So for me, I was asking myself that, okay, I'm coming from this space called Cameroon, but I don't really know anything about the history of this space. And I just wrote some stuff about how when the Portuguese came and then German and then French and English, and like my country was born at this moment. But who was my grandfather?
Yeah.
You know, how we were living, how was our democracy, how was our economy, how was our politics, our culture. We don't have anything about this. And I think the chaos we're living today is coming from the fact that we don't really just know who we are.
Well, how well known is this figure of Umyobe among Cameroonians of your generation?
Oh, it's complicated because people knows about Umyobe, but really like a far history, and people knows about him like a terrorist, because when I was in school, in our books, he was described like a terrorist.
Wow.
And in our village, people was talking about him like a hero. So for me, it was really strange that in school, I'm reading that this guy was a killer, a terrorist, and in all the villages, I just talking about him like a hero.
Well, let me ask you something. When you studied in school, what language were you being taught in?
French, and all the books was written by French.
And when you went back to the village, what language were you speaking there?
Bassa.
Bassa.
Yeah. And so it's really strange because even our history was written by foreigners.
Yeah.
So it's really complicated because it was easy for them to just write what they wanted to say. And for us to study this, because also we are trying to survive in this structure where, in this education way, politics way, where we wasn't there when they created this, you know, and we, no one asked our grandfather that, do you want to be in a World Bank, for example? Do you want to be, you know, in all this big structure here in US, I didn't ask anything to anyone, you know.
Yeah.
But also about the development. What is development? What is mean? What is sound for people living there? No one, you know, asked them. They told them that this is how you have to be, you know. So people are trying to survive with this things, and the structure was what was built for another environment. And they brought this in our environment, because the environment is also teaching the way of life. Mm-hmm. When it's a lot of sun, when it's cold, you have to change, you know, your way to act. And so we just trying to survive in really in a structure what doesn't have anything with our roots.
So the infrastructure was imposed on you by
Absolutely.
These colonial forces.
Absolutely.
And so you have generations of Cameroonians who don't really know where they come from.
No, they don't know. Even our government never stopped and say, okay, the infrastructure and everything was built, was coming from there, but please let's stop and see where we want to go,
yeah.
where we're coming from.
Yeah.
They never did this, you know.
Yeah.
We just still running in a way we never choose. And at the same time, people who are living in those spaces, for example, can't just go to a holiday. For example, you take a family who makes a lot of money and decide to go to the holiday with the family. That's not possible. You need a visa, man. Yeah.
To leave the country.
Yes, absolutely.
So how did you leave?
I left with a visa first, and I was stuck in Cameroon for 8 months. Because one time when I went back to Cameroon to renew my visa, they denied me a visa. So I was stuck for 8 months in Cameroon. Mm. I was renting a house in France, in Paris. I was making my gigs there. Everything was running. Yeah. My career started there. But I was stuck for 8 months in Cameroon because I had a Cameroonian passport.
Yeah.
You know, so when you have a French passport or a UK passport or American passport, man, you are really free, man, because you can go everywhere you want. But on an African passport, you're not, man. You can't go where you want.
So does Cameroon, when you go back, does it still feel like home, even if you're kind of stuck there for 8 months?
Yeah, you know, I was born there and I grew up there, and the life started there for me.
Yeah.
And now I'm traveling worldwide, but everything started, you know, from there. And for me, I'm just a worldwide citizen, but I belong first to this space. I used to call it space because for me, it's not really a country. A country is something, or a nation is something what is built by the people who was living there, you know,
right.
with the same ambition. And but it's not a case for people who are living there. We still have a living in a space where we don't decide for anything, even for coffee or what we are selling. The price is made by the one who's paying, who's saying that, like, Cameroonian decide to buy American cars, and we're going to say that I'm going to buy this wonderful, beautiful car just for $100.
Mm. You
know? No one will accept that.
Yeah,
but this
yeah.
is the case for coffee and a lot of things coming from there, for oil, for gas. This is the case.
Yeah.
You know, the one who's buying, he's deciding about the price he will buy it, because everything is just about the power.
Yeah. Well, it's a very big and very heavy topic, and yet the songs about it are full of light. There's a song called Ngwa, which you're going to play for us next, which on the record, on 1958,
yeah.
is a very stately, kind of almost orchestral sounding piece. It almost sounds like an anthem of
yeah.
sorts. What is this song about?
In Ngwa, I'm talking to Umnyobe, and I'm saying...
This is the freedom fighter.
Yes, yeah. I'm saying to him that Ngwa... Ngwa means in Basa, my brother, my friends. And I'm saying to him that you fight for our freedom. You were fighting for common interest. You are my friend. You're my brother. You gave your life for us. You gave your life, and you decided to give your life for a Cameroonian and African new generation. You are my friend. You are my brother, because when you see what is happening today, everyone is just fighting for his private interest, mm-hmm. you know. And in this song, I'm really trying to warn also people from my country, human being, to say that there are some people who decided to give their life for common interest. What is happening today? We know that capitalism is completely bringing our world in the way where no one knows what's going to happen soon. But how could we stay quiet and just following this without doing anything.
All right. You want to play the song for us?
Absolutely.
All right. It's a solo performance of Ngwa. The album is called 1958. My guest is Blik Basi from Cameroon. Here's this song called Ngwa. Once again, that is Blik Basi, French-based, Cameroon-born singer, songwriter, guitarist, playing the guitar almost like a hammered dulcimer, hammering it with your fingers there.
Yeah.
It's a very different sound from what's on the record, which has horns and cello. And but the song Ngwa, which comes from the album 1958, I suppose with songs that have a message like this, if you want that message to go wider, you would choose a language like French or English. But instead, you've chosen Bassa. Was that your first language?
Yes, it's my first language. And I think our first language is the language of the truth. You know, for example, when you're scared, you know, you're afraid, the first language you have to speak at this moment.
Right, right.
Is the first one. So if I want to be, you know, if I want to be truth with people and I want to tell them about something what really important for me, I have to speak with my mother tongue. But also, from I have discovered that the really main language is emotion, is vibration, is the energy. So I think, I just have to sing in Bassa.
Yeah, yeah. Although there is one track, Where We Go, which is in both English and in French.
Yeah.
And currently in Cameroon, people forget that Cameroon was actually split up after World War I. It was a German colony, and then it was split between French and English.
Yes.
And those two factions are not getting along in recent times.
The thing is that from the independence, only the French people was the head of the country.
The government, yeah.
So in our education, I know that people coming from the English part was treated like half Cameroonian, you know?
Yeah.
But I think we don't really know that, you know, because in our education, it was almost something normal, but people don't really, are not really conscious about this. And finally, what is happening today? Because actually in Cameroon, there is something like 5 years. Now in Cameroon, we have a lot of issues with this Cameroonian part because those people those Cameroonian was just asking about more infrastructure for the student, you know, more equality between the other side and their side. But finally, they send the army there, and there's a kind of war there, and we have a lot of people who finally moved to Nigeria, you know.
Uh-huh.
And yes, we still have issues there, actually, still killing people there. But those people are Cameroonian, because first we just speak the first language, and French and English is a kind of second language. I have people from my tribe, Bassa, who are coming and who belongs to this part of Cameroon. How could we think that because the second language is
different,
English, so they are not really Cameroonian, you know, but we are treating them like this,
Well, so Umniobe's fight continues.
Absolutely, because he was speaking up about this. He was saying that we have to be careful because this could happen, that at the moment they will try to divide the country with the French and English, but that's why in a moment, in a certain time, he was starting call Cameroon with K, like when the German was there.
Right.
Because when the German was there, it was the same. It was just only country. And the country was divided after
World War I.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we're still fighting about all he was talking about, like tribalism. Actually, in Cameroon, we have really, really, it's really crazy because I'm afraid about what is happening there today. I have a friend of mine, a guy, for example, called Valsero, who was a huge musician. He's in prison from 6 months now just because he was protesting about the last election in Cameroon, you know, and this guy is still in prison today. But I feel that maybe it's because it's becoming the end of a period, you know.
Yeah.
So the government is a bit in panic, so they trying to just taking everyone and putting in jail, and in a space what doesn't really belongs to us because they still working for any interest. Yeah. You know, that's what I don't really understand. That how you can still doing this in a space what doesn't really belongs to you? We didn't decide about the border of our country, about the politics, about the everything we have there, and also about the how we making education, going to school, what it means, how, you know, the system, all this system.
It's funny that you mentioned the borders, because if you look at the borders on the map, there's a straight line. One part of Cameroon is a straight line.
Yeah. How
and is this? That doesn't happen.
It's like
by
drawing something.
That's exactly right. Some guy, and I'm sure it was a guy, some guy drew that line. Just like they did in the Middle East, and we know how that worked out.
Yeah.
Blik Basi from Cameroon is here with us in our New York studio. He's playing some songs for us today, solo versions of tunes from his most recent album called 1958. And this final song you're going to do for us called Bodol, this is addressed to that same figure, right? To Umnyobe.
Yes, and Bodol was Umnyobe's nickname.
Yeah.
And Podol means the one who was speaking for us.
Okay.
You know? And yeah, this was his nickname. And in this song, I'm drawing everything he did for us, but also I'm talking about our responsibility, you know. What are we doing today as a new generation? Why we don't step out and trying to start just writing the story by ourselves? Because every country is fighting to write a beautiful storytelling for his children, you know. The storytelling is what could help the new generation to be confident that, okay, we have a beautiful country and so we can go further.
All right. Let's hear the song. Once again, Blik Basi performing live.
Om babi kolol, babi kos, babi puswo, babi tem, babi pel, babel. Om babi kolos, babi kan, babi ke, iswo, babi tar, babi tem, ingen. Nyungkini je long imporol, nyungkini joli yomatai, nyungkini sros long imporola. Mbay ribi soros, ribi lo ribi kwes niyo, ribi lo ribi sem niyo. By ribi pos mama, ribi lo ribi tes niyo, ribi yon ribi soros niyo. Yungkini che long porol, yungkini choli yomatai, yungkini soros long porola. Yes, kicking wall. Anybody need a job by mess? Nano little hero, so now all out. On there, da 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 da
Wow, that is Blik Basi live solo. I was wondering what the second microphone was for. That's the affected voice that we heard in the chorus of the song. How high does your falsetto go?
I don't know.
You just keep finding higher and higher notes to hit. The song is called Bodol, and it comes from the album 1958, the latest from Blik Basi. Blik, it's a great pleasure to have you back. It's a terrific album.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.